Hey guys, it's Erin Greger. Welcome to episode 2 of I Bought a Business. And today I'm sharing the whole financing process. Oh, y'all, I don't like financing. I'm going to be honest. I hate loans. I hate owing people money. I hate all of it. But as I mentioned in episode 1, I did the Goldman Sachs 10K SB program. I know OPM, other people's money, is the way to go. I understand, you know, being able to finance and build that way is really a great way, just especially since I'm in a place where I want to do more of these. We'll get to that whole through the story. But taking out a loan sucks because I feel like it's just so vulnerable. I don't like owing things to people. I'm a very independent, that's just the way I was raised. And so to take out loans was a very terrifying part of the process. But again, I also knew long-term where I wanted to go, and it needed to be part of the process. And so in this, I decided to do an SBA loan. Now, lessons learned along the way. I thought an SBA loan was an SBA loan was an SBA loan and didn't really think to shop it. I met a person at a networking lunch. They seemed decent enough. And so I said, hey, you know what? I'm actually in the process of buying this business. Can you help me with my SBA loan? And they were, you know, of course, like, sure. The process seemed good. I was very happy with how things were moving along the way. We were able to, you know, I've got impeccable credit. I've got more than enough in the bank. Things were moving along in the right direction. Then the red flag started. We were moving in or getting ready to finalize stuff. So you get kind of pre-approved and then everything moves into this, all right, we're ready to roll. And then you've probably got what feels like you're almost there. You're not almost there. It just takes forever. And we were getting close to that where, you know, everything looked great. We were moving forward in the right direction, about to get the we're approving. And like I said, the red flags really started at that point. There was one moment. What ended up happening was the seller's broker. So she was not my broker. She was the seller's broker. Now, we became friends. We knew each other, but she did not know my business. And I did not share my finances with her. I did not share anything. And the banking representative had told her some stuff about my situation. So I knew none of this. I knew not, like, in my eyes, we are moving forward. Everything is good. We're getting ready to close. And she calls me, the broker representing the seller. And she goes, hey, I hear there's a problem with getting the financing. And I said, what are you talking about? And she went into details about some financial stuff on my side that I didn't tell her. And she said, because of this, they may need a bigger down payment for the loan. So to break this down, the guy representing me as the SBA loan shared a bunch of personal financial stuff with her, the seller's broker, and told her, yeah, we may not be able to close, or we may not be able to move forward with this as is. Like, this is a problem. So either I have to come with more money. And all of this conversation is happening. I know nothing about this. Like, you can tell, oh, I was so mad. So he's on vacation, this guy, and he finds time to tell the broker what's going on, but does not find time to tell me what's going on. And so I message him. I said, what is this about? What the hell's going on here? And he goes, oh, I'm on vacation. Go talk to X, who was the other person I was working with. I was livid. And I remember there was another moment that came up where he had said something, and I'm like, well, don't you need to share that with the broker? Because you seem to share everything else of my stuff with her. Made some snide comments. This was a huge red flag for me, but we're getting to a place where we're getting close to closing or getting close to this all coming together. And I'm still like, I'm pissed, but I just want to get this. Like, I don't want to restart. Okay. Red flag number one. Here's where reading contracts is absolutely, absolutely, absolutely crucial. So we're getting close. I get the offer letter, which they go through this whole process and then they say, hey, you're accepted. Here's the offer letter. So I'm reading the offer letter and it shows me as a grantor and my business as a grantor. And I'm like, wait a minute, where did my business come? Like, where did this come into play here? Like, we never talked about my business being putting a lien against my business, essentially. And they were like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, it's just a prop. We just got to do that. So they never told me that this was what was needed in order to get approved. They never told me any of this. They just tried to slide it right on the contract, I guess maybe wondering if I'd ever read it or hoping I didn't read it. And I said, but I want to be able to sell this other business within 10 years, and this loan is for 10 years. So what if I try to sell it? Then is it going to make this loan null and void? So long story short, they were like, oh yeah, you know what? It's just a formality. Like, don't worry about it. All you have to do is just say this and show this. And, you know, it's just a bunch of BS, because I obviously don't think working with a bank or the government banking is going to be that easy where I can just show something and have it go away. And I was worried it was very much going to limit my ability to sell anything in the future. And I just got this, you're shady vibe, and said, I'm done. I'm not going to go ahead with you guys. You've pulled several things on me now, and I'm going to walk away. And then I really debated. I'm going to be honest with you. I felt like maybe it was a God thing telling me I shouldn't be buying this business. I remember it was actually about a year ago, now that I'm recording this, that this all happened, because my dad was here visiting, and I'm like, I don't feel good about this. Like, I don't know if this is a good thing to do. And, you know, he was like, Aaron, to be honest with you, I think buying this business is really not a good play for you. You're too busy. Things are really chaotic here. And so I just kind of sat for a minute. It was the broker for the seller that really saved the deal, because she came to play. I talked to somebody about banking options, because they're like, Aaron, you should have shopped this. You shouldn't have had just one person. You really should have shopped this. Lesson learned. I shouldn't have maybe just settled immediately for SBA. There could have been some other options for me that I didn't look into. I just kind of felt this was the only way for me, which again, probably shouldn't have done that. And then the broker brought some financing options to the table. Again, more SBA related, but different options for different businesses. And what's good is that an SBA is not an SBA is not an SBA across different banks. Everybody's got different criteria. Some want a minimum amount. Some want you banking with them. Some, you know, I mean, it is a lot of questions. Like, they're asking you a lot about your life. Like, it's not just about, let me look at the numbers. It's about, what's your history with business? What have you been able to do? And all of these things in addition to your finances. So it was quite a process. Growing your business may feel like a daunting task. Between a new AI tool every minute, social media, content marketing, knowing what to do and when to do it feels like a job in and of itself. And let's be honest, as a business owner, you're probably already wearing several thousand hats, and marketer is just a heavy one to wear. But what if I told you there's an easier way? And yeah, what if you only needed just 1 hour a day for marketing and learning how to grow your business? And that's what my community, the 1 Hour Marketer, is all about. We do all the work for you in reviewing AI tools, creating the system that works for you, that's easy for you to follow, and gets your business growing in no time. We show you how to figure out what tools to use, what content method is best for your company, and how to grow into a place where you can start hiring people and enjoying your business again. Come join us over at the 1 Hour Marketer. Click the link in the show notes to learn more and join. And what's funny is the day after I bought the business, I was in there and this client came in and they were just in the process of starting to buy. Like, they were about several months behind me, right? And so we were just talking about the process, and I was telling them, I'm like, when you feel you're getting to the finish line, all of a sudden you just realize the finish line is very far away. It's these little things, and you're just so close, and you're so close, and you're so, and then the leasing agent needs a lease, or they need a, you to extend something, and then this person needs something, and you're waiting on them for a week. And so you're there. Like, I thought this would close in July. I was kind of putting things on hold. I actually thought it would close in May 1st. Then absolutely no question, July. Then August, it just felt like it was, come on. Why is this taking so long? And finally, September 11th is the day we closed. So I was able to take out that loan. We were able to finalize it, and it was good and worked without any liens on anything else, without any liens against my business. Read your contracts. I was informed there's a lot of people who don't read them. Luckily, I did, because otherwise I would have had another lien against my other business, which I did not want to have. I wanted things very separate. The other thing I did from, I'd mentioned in episode one, I did 0% down. Or, yeah, zero down, essentially. And what I did for the other percentage that was not SBA funded, because they will not fund 100%, was I did a loan against my assets. I'm not going to get into specifically what assets of that, but I did another loan against my assets. So essentially, it was zero down. Again, can the business pay back and then some? It was my biggest question. So can I go no money down and the business is essentially paying for itself? And can I, is there upside? So is where it is right now good enough? And then can I grow this on an upside scale? And the answer was yes. And so that is why I did what I did. And the goal is to, my goal has been to pay off that essentially down payment that I took out of assets, which is almost paid. And then the loan is paying for itself too. So that's how I viewed this. That's how I looked at this. And that's why I made the decisions that I made in moving forward. So that was the financing part. It was very interesting. I don't, like I said, I did not love it from a working with an SBA. Hopefully now, you know, one thing I'd recommend is, you know, get credit, build those relationships with businesses. I bank, and I still bank at one bank that, you know, I mean, I don't need money from them. I don't borrow from them. My checking account there is there, my savings account's there, you know, I'm never withdrawing, but I'm never really building that relationship. And what I would recommend is you are building your business credit versus your credit, and really be able to keep a business credit in and of itself, that way you can start loaning against your businesses if you're growing. That's what I'm doing now, is really working on building business credit versus my credit and being able to get more credit options outside of something like an SBA. The other reason why I did go the SBA route was because I borrowed in 2004 is when everything closed. High interest rates. We knew interest rates were high. So my goal has always been, not liking debt, that hopefully interest rates decrease. And with that, my payment will decrease, but I'm looking at it, if I keep the same payment amount, I'm already used to paying this out of my business, that as interest rates decrease, I can keep that same payment and just pay it off faster. So I've been throwing extra money down on the loan. Probably shouldn't, but I don't like loans, but I'm going to keep them for now as they're a way for me to help grow the business. So that's how I financed. That's what I went into. Again, shop around. Watch those red flags. Like, I couldn't believe it when the guy was sharing really personal information of mine. Did not expect that one coming. And read the contracts. Know what you're agreeing to, because even though they say something, things could get slipped in there. And then really look at all assets and figure out a way to get creative. I didn't want to sell just because I would have been dealing with really high capital gains taxes on those. And it was cheaper for me to borrow against it than it was to pay the capital gains tax. And to be honest with you, it was a really brilliant move because those assets have gone up tremendously since that sale. So my opportunity costs would have been through the roof too on that had I sold. So a little bit of background on how I did what I did. And now we're here. It all worked. As always, thanks so much for watching. We're going to continue on this journey. And next episode, I'm going to get into showing some of that footage I've been recording all along the way and really giving you some insights as to the ups and downs I experienced of buying this thing.